Hello, this is the FastCast podcast, and I'm Hans.
I'm Josh.
And we are going to be talking about the Carfax today.
Carfax.
All right.
We're not sponsored.
Yes, not sponsored. Not sponsored. So, first thing we are going over is the Chinese Grand Prix, which is a Formula One race in the Formula One Championship. And this is the first one in, it's been a while. I think 2019?
2019?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's like 5 years if I'm doing my math correctly.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, Josh,
mm-hmm.
The thing with the Chinese Grand Prix, right?
Yep.
Is they said that they were going to have it through 2023, right?
Yeah.
But it ended up not happening because of either like COVID stuff and just like because of the government there.
Okay.
I think. I know most of it was because of the COVID stuff, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're probably, yeah.
Yeah,
probably right.
So it will be on Sunday, April 21st at 12 a.m. And I don't know what time zone that is, but there you go.
12 a.m. like our time?
Probably.
Okay.
But maybe that's for like where, I don't know. Yeah, so don't take the time stuff, like don't be like, oh yeah, I'm going to get up at 12 to go watch the F1 race because it's probably not right. But, yeah, so it's going to be at the Shanghai International Circuit, which is in Shanghai, and they host a bunch of races there, not only Formula One, but, like, GT3 cars and stuff like that, and, like, I think they allow people to, like, just drive on there for fun sometimes. The race is going to be 56 laps, and the most wins, like, as a team... at the Chinese Grand Prix is Mercedes with 6 wins.
Wow.
And the most wins, drivers-wise, goes to Lewis Hamilton with 6 wins.
Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was first held in 2004. Not 2024. 2004. And the like one lap is 3.387 miles.
Wow.
So it's a pretty long track.
That's a long track.
Yeah, because I think most of them are... Probably like a mile, maybe 2 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, dang, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So, and the Japanese Grand Prix was last weekend. Or, no, it wasn't last weekend. It was probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And Max Verstappen won that, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Second place was Sergio Perez, so Red Bull 1-2.
Mm.
And then we had Carlos Sainz. And let's...
Huh?
You got it. Yeah, Carlos Sainz in Ferrari. And so... This is the difference in time between the two Red Bulls, which was a 1-2. Max Verstappen had a time of 1 hour and 54 minutes and 23 seconds.
Dang.
Guess how long Sergio Perez was behind? Like guess how long the distance was behind him? Like Sergio Perez is number 2. In the finishing.
And 1 hour 54 minutes. That's Max.
Yeah, that's how. But like seconds wise, how?
Second
far
wise,
Between the same car.
Like behind him? Like,
yeah,
do you think like
him.
1 hour 55 maybe?
No. Like, no. That's like the total time it took to do the race. So like.
Oh. So like one lap?
No. Max Verstappen finished 12 seconds before Sergio Perez, who was P2.
Really?
Yeah. That's the dominant level in this, like Max Verstappen has. Like,
wow.
It's pretty insane.
12? Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. So let's. Who do you think is going to win the Chinese Grand Prix?
I wonder who.
Max Hopefully it's not Max because...
He's been dominating.
Yeah,
so.
He's been dominating like the last couple years, so...
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, I don't know. That's insane. 12 seconds is actually bizarre.
Yeah, like... This is kind of like... You know how Mercedes had like the dominance in like the... like what, like 20... I don't know, but it was like 2013 to like... 2020.
Uh-huh.
And they were like winning every race, like and then hopefully this doesn't happen to Red Bull where they just win every single race and every single championship for the next like what
7 years.
Yeah. And that will suck. And I feel like if there's going to be another one of those like team dominance, can't say that word for some reason, guys, sorry. But I think the sport will get boring if there's like only one team winning. If there's no fight for who's going
to win. Victory and everything.
And when you go to the race, you're going to know who's going to win. And that really, really sucks.
Yeah.
Because these tickets are insanely expensive. So you want to see, like, a fight to win, right?
Yeah.
But, like, when you have one guy that is 12 seconds ahead of everyone else. Now, I mean, he's finished, I think, like 40 seconds in front of like everybody else a couple times. Like, this has happened multiple times, like, especially last year. See, like, the Bahrain GP, which was the first Grand Prix of the year. So it's like the starting one.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen was 22 seconds ahead of Sergio Perez, who was in P2.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. And then last year, it was like 30-second, 40-second, like...
How?
Yeah.
How? I don't...
I mean, he's an amazing driver. He's an amazing team around him.
He's a great driver. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm really surprised that Sergio Perez is... I mean, it could be something with, like, the team telling him, oh, yeah, let Max win or something like that. But we're not going to get into the politics about it. But, like...
We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like if there was no team orders, right?
Yeah.
From Sergio, maybe he could be a little closer to Max. But I think Sergio Perez's main job in Red Bull is to kind of like keep everyone back and make sure that Max wins. So like if Max is in front of him, he's going to stick in P2 and just slow all the other cars down.
Slow the roll of everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's like no chance. I mean, it's a pretty good model for like winning races.
It is, right? I mean...
like you just have one guy win all of them, and then the guy in second place is your other driver. So you're getting max points every single weekend,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is guaranteed to win the championship.
Dang.
So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Max Verstappen won every single race last year except for Singapore, which Carlos Sainz won, and that was insane. Like,
yeah,
everyone was cheering, was so happy, such a good energy. But I don't know. I'm not hating on Red Bull, but come on, guys, like, slow down a little bit, you know? Like, let Lewis Hamilton get a win for, like, the first time in, like, 3 years or whatever it is. So, yeah. All right, Josh.
Okay.
What do you have to talk about and bring to the FastCast podcast today?
So, I have two Ford topics.
Ooh.
Ford. Newly produced, we have the 2025 Ford Mustang GTD.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard about that.
It is... an exclusive car coming out. It's only going to be produced, like, exclusively for, like, different people. But, like, it's insane. Like, the build of it is basically all carbon fiber.
Wow.
It's really interesting about how the engine is designed. They do have a supercharge.
So it's a supercharged V8.
Supercharged V8, twin turbo.
No, it's not twin turbo.
Is it? Oh, I thought... No, because I... yeah, okay, no, you're right. It's not a twin turbo. You're right. So it's a supercharged.
Oh, I get what you're trying to say. Like if they added a... If they were, like, going to have either a twin turbo or a supercharger. Okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, but it's supercharged.
Yeah,
because me and Josh were talking about that earlier today.
Yeah.
We're like, is it twin turbo or is it supercharged? We don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but, like it looks insane. It's going to start at a measly price of $300,000. And that's just the...
Bro, like, Mustang!
That's just the car. Yeah. That does no upgrades at all. Okay. That's just $300,000.
So, $300,000 for the base model. So, you're going to add the upgrade prices, right? Like, all the stuff people are going to put on it. Like, oh, I want special paint. Oh, I want air conditioning. Like, the really nice one. I want heated seats, right? Which I doubt they have in this car. But,
yeah.
Like, they're going to add all the options. And then...
It's going to be...
Imagine the dealer markup on it. It's probably going to be, like... $200,000.
Yeah.
You watch. I already know.
I know. It's gonna be insane. I mean, but it's faster than some, like, what I've heard, like,
the race car.
The race cars, like, some race cars are, like, slower than this car.
Yeah, and I think they were designing it to be like that, right?
Yeah, and I know that there are some parts that are, like, only, like, street legal and not, like oh, it's kind of illegal for on track, like, not tracks, but, like, in racing.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's an insane car. Overall, like, really good. Do you think the price is fair?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
No.
I mean, actually, wait.
I mean, the thing is all carbon fiber. But there's also...
It is limited, though. Like, it is going to go up in value.
Yeah.
But I do think, like... because what does it start at? 300?
300,000, yeah.
I think maybe...
Starting price.
That's actually not even a bad price to start with, but I'm trying to take in, like... the dealer markup and stuff like that. Because a dealer, if a dealer gets this car, they're going to sell it for probably $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something like that. Something insane.
Yeah, and it's going to be insane.
It will probably end up to be a good investment by the person who buys it, because $500,000, like, they're definitely going to go up in value because they're only a limited number of these things. Like, they're not going to be mass produced. But,
yeah, like over the years, it's going
to be insane. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a bad, it's a bad price to start with, but I think, I think Ford is only making these for like the people that have bought like multiple cars, and like they're like good customers to Ford and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like recognized by Ford. Like, you're not going to get some guy that has a, like a Ford Fiesta, and he's like, oh yeah, you can have the Ford, or the Mustang GTD. Yeah. Because you bought a Ford Fiesta. Like, I think these are people that are going to buy Ford GTs, like have like 10 Mustangs, and then you'll get it. Cause that's what the same thing. That's the same thing that Porsche did with the GT3 RS.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like they were like, okay, you have to buy an SUV from us. You have to buy like 2 sports cars or 3 sports cars.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you have to buy like they made. I mean, that's what people do now with the like exclusive cars. Is they make people buy multiple cars to either like make sure, like, I don't know, like they make people buy the cars, and then they don't even give them an allocation. They're like, that's kind of like to get a maybe answer. Like,
wow,
you might get it, we don't know yet, but to start with, buy at least $1 million in cars from us, thank you. Like, and they're buying all, they make people buy the cars that do not go up in value. Like, they're probably gonna make people buy like a Mustang 5.0 or something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah, and those Mustang 5.0s, like, they go way down in value, and I bet the people that are ready to spend $500,000 on a car, I don't really think they're worried about that. But for like the average person that wants to, that just won the lottery for like $2 million, and they don't want to be smart with their money, I feel like it's not a good idea.
Yeah, it's
because
not,
these companies are just kind of taking money from people.
There's being money fiends.
Yeah,
yeah, that's insane.
I mean, to be fair though,
it's like Red Bull.
It's a good business practice. To either win races and sell cars, you know, it's like kind of boring, kind of crappy, but like, I mean, they're still doing good. They're still doing good
for
themselves.
They're definitely doing good to be able to build this monstrosity.
Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if you know, like, what the GT3 RS is, like the new one.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this is.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Like, for a Mustang.
Yeah.
And it has a DRS system, which is a drag reduction system. So. Mm-hmm. Josh was telling me about how like the wing can like kind of flick up like an F1 car.
Yeah.
And then it will like on the straights will like go faster.
Yeah, it's insane.
Less air resistance.
They put work into this car.
Yeah.
How many
sleepless nights do you think?
Honestly. And I congratulate them with everything, you know. Like, this was an amazing car. It's very heavy. It's a very heavy car. Yeah. It's it's carbon fiber. What am I talking about? But the it's very wide. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
It's a very wide car.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's ways that you can change that. Like, I'm not sure how you can change
it. Oh, what do you mean? Like, wide compared to, like, the average street car Mustang?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can change that. But there's different things that you can do, like, in the car itself. Like, there's definitely, like, a way that you can drop the suspensions.
Oh.
Yeah, like the GT. Like, the GT had this as well. You can drop the, like, it by, like, from, like, 40... Like,
so it's on like an air suspension.
Yeah, it's insane.
So you can like control it with like a thing in the car.
Yep. Yeah.
That's super cool.
It's really nice.
Yeah, especially with these low cars, like these low race or sports cars.
Yeah.
Like, and you want to drive those things on the street, you're gonna need to have like the front raised a little bit. So when you go up a hill, into a parking garage, you're not gonna
scrape the car.
Yeah, and like, I bet that front lip right there, which is like the thing on the front bumper, I bet those things cost like. Maybe $10,000 to fix.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, because if you are going to like hit that bumper right there,
mm-hmm.
you're also gonna hit the.
Like, exactly. Yeah, you're gonna hit the in front of the car.
It's really hard to explain this on the radio because like the picture explains it so much better. But if you go up and look Mustang GTD, and then look at the front bumper, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like it's all connected. So you're probably gonna have to buy the same like. A whole new one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a whole new car, but like a whole new front bumper.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the front bumper. I don't like when I have that type of thing, to be honest. But you know, it adds you know, like an antique to it. So it looks, I mean, on show it looks cool, but I wouldn't be able to like drive that well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not my forte.
Mm-hmm. So Ford is actually offering, or they're paying dealers $15,000 per Mustang GTD sold.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Uh-huh. I'm going to look up how many GTDs they're making. Number of them. Sorry, guys, not prepared. It's not coming up, but I think that there's probably going to be like 100 of them.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, for the price of it and the people that are going to be buying it, there's only going to be a few selected, and it's going to go fast, so.
Oh, yeah. They already, I mean, oh, 1,000 of them. Okay. That's kind of a lot for such a limited race car.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot of them.
I mean,
$300,000
for $300,000 for 1,000. That's insane. They're gonna get money. Well, I will go to our next topic. Ford Mustang GT was great, but now we're gonna talk about the Ford Maverick Hybrid.
Oh.
So some stuff happened with the Ford Maverick Hybrid, and has now become recalled or has been recalled 5 times overall, which is insane. 5 times.
Yeah, like, so what does that even mean? Can you explain that to me? Like, what?
Recalling? So when you recall a vehicle mm-hmm. to the shop, you are having, there's something that's inside of the vehicle that is mechanically incorrect or damaged.
Okay, so it's like something that that Ford did wrong. When they were making it.
Yes. Now, the insane part is that this has happened 5 different times with the Ford Maverick Hybrid.
At this point, just stop making them Ford.
That's what I'm saying.
And I never see these things on the road, too.
No, me neither.
Never, ever, ever. And I guarantee a lot of these people that are going to be listening right now, like you guys, are going to go look up what's a Ford Maverick, because you guys don't know.
Yeah,
and
Ford.
If you own a Ford Maverick, no hate, but
I don't know who you are.
I don't know. We don't know. We've never seen you guys.
Like, come out of the shadows. Come on.
Yeah, come on, guys.
All right.
Bring it out the shop.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Those broken.
So the safety recall was a fire risk inside the engine.
What?
The inside the engine, there was something that happened, and there was a fire risk inside the engine.
So like the ignition?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Breaches in the engine block or oil pan as the cause.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's really, really bad.
There's a fire hazard.
If someone dies from that,
probably. I don't know, man.
Yeah, if someone dies from that, Ford is getting sued.
Like
you can't produce a car with a fire hazard in it from the shop or from the dealer. Like, no, not touched at all. Like, from the showroom. Take it out and it goes on fire. Like, come on.
This has happened 5 times.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't.
And I'm guessing it's all different things, like the engine and probably like different mechanical stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing wrong each time, but like they always seem to have a problem with the Ford Maverick Hybrid. And it's insane to me.
Yeah, and when you have a hybrid car that has like electric batteries
and gasoline.
And gasoline. Like, first of all, like I have a Tesla, and I know like not the fire risk, but like if it catches on fire,
it's gone.
It's gone, and it will like blow up.
Yeah, because
like, seriously, the battery, and like that's a major like
issue
thing. It's a major issue. Yeah. And Ford really has to fix that.
I don't know what they're going to do with the Ford Maverick Hybrid from now, but my personal opinion, they should just stop making this car.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to have this many problems.
And they're probably dumping in so much money on this
thing. Exactly. Yeah, and the amount of times they probably got sued over this thing is insane.
Yeah, because to have a recall, I think you have to have like a major like, okay, we diagnosed it. It's Ford's fault, and so this guy or this person got really, really hurt.
Yeah. Because
that's when a recall happens, I think.
I think there's a
recall on the Cybertruck now, or it's like a, they're going to like pause on making them for a minute because, like, I guess the pedal, like the gas pedal or mm-hmm. the, what, motor pedal or electric pedal, like, I don't know. But the gas pedal, like, I guess it gets stuck to the floor.
Okay.
And it's just, like, a piece of plastic.
Whoa, wait, that's what?
Yeah. Like, the cover for the pedal, like, gets stuck, and then it just gets lodged just, in there, and then it gets put down to the floor. But the thing about Teslas, right?
Yeah.
Is if you, like, have the gas foot to the floor, and you slam on the brakes and keep it foot to the floor, like, keep the...
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, if you have both to the floor, it's going to slow down, and the brakes are going to override the system, like, the gas.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to just, like, it's not going to like, say that you're pressing the gas pedal. It's just going to say you're pressing the brakes.
Yes, basically. It's still a problem, though.
That's insane, yeah.
Because, like, imagine it's someone that panics, and they're going... You get up to, like, 140 miles an hour, and they hit someone. Like, that's...
Wow.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. That's... I mean, everybody has different, like, everybody's, like, doing something with their, like, manufacturing and everything, but...
Yeah, like,
some of these things are just ridiculous.
Yeah, like, if you're a multi, like, billion, maybe even trillion-dollar company, like...
You kind of have to know.
Come on, guys.
Like,
you have, like, thousands of people to design this stuff and, like, redesign and check it and stuff like that, and then you still get it wrong a lot. Like, I could see, like, if it's, like, a smaller car company, right?
Yeah.
That maybe doesn't have a ton of people because they're working for the big companies, right? Like, the really good people are working for the big companies.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, and then they get it wrong once or twice. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when Ford gets something, like, a company like Ford that gets something wrong this many times on one car, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be addressed.
Exactly. I agree with you, Hans.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in on the FastCast podcast. And Josh, hit them with it.
I hope you have a great day and keep on listening to the rest of the music on 88.9 The Bridge.